listener production.
Good evening, I'm Lachlan Itter. The Queensland Police Union has warned that officers won't be able to enforce new coercive control legislation. President Ian Leavers says while the new laws are much needed, there's a false expectation that they have the resources to uphold them.
We're responding to over 500 domestic and family violence incidents every day. There's been 60,000 breaches and DV orders over the past financial year. There's been 190,000 calls for service when it comes to domestic violence. It is a real problem for police.
The union is calling for a multi-agency response to domestic and family violence, which would include police, lawyers and government departments working together. Residents in South Rockhampton and Gracemere are being told to watch their water usage until the end of June while reservoir upgrades get underway. Meantime, water restrictions in Mount Morgan have been lifted for the first time in 3 years. Council says there's enough water in the dam to supply the town until the permanent water pipeline is complete. And we may have to break out the umbrellas towards the back end of this week. The Bureau's Daniel Hayes says there's a system which may become a low over New South Wales later on, which may mean thunderstorms from Thursday onwards for us.
We could see some quite heavy rainfall and fairly extensive shower activity through the Darling Downs, the Granite Belt, parts of the southeast and up into maybe even some areas in the central west and central highlands, coalfields, southern parts of those districts.
In sport, the North Queensland Cowboys head into round 5 of the NRL with an unchanged 22-man squad. Rockies' Jake Granville is among them, marking his 200th appearance for the club. Coach Todd Payton says there are two things the team needs to be working on.
If we're making errors, we've got to defend it, and I'd rather not make the errors to start with.
They'll go up against the Gold Coast Titans on Sunday.